My name is Yolanda, and I'm a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. I'm here today to share with you my summary of the book of Numbers, chapters 22 through 24. I pray that what I share gives an accurate account of God's Word and that it blesses you. So before we get started, let's take a moment and go before the Father. Heavenly Father, we come before you today just thank you and praising you for this day. Thank you for this time, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one that will hear this podcast. And we ask you, Father God, to just prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your word. We pray, Father God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to give us revelation of your word, that our minds will be renewed and our lives will be forever transformed. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Just a summary of starting with chapter 22. Chapter 22 speaks about Balak, who's the king of Moab at this time. And what he does, he summons Balaam, which is a sorcerer, to place a curse on the children of Israel. So while the Israelites were camping along the plains of Moab, Balak, who is the king at that time, became fearful and terrified because they were so large in numbers. He decides to summon Balaam, a sorcerer, to put a curse on them. As the messengers approach Balaam and relay the request of the king, he instructs them to stay the night because he would have to consult with the Lord before agreeing to go with them. God instructs Balaam, "Do not go with them and do not put a curse on these people because they are blessed." Balak continues to send more messengers to entice Balaam. Once again, he consults with the Lord and are given instructions that he may go, but he is only to say what the Lord tells him to say and nothing more. So as they were returning back to Balak, God sends an angel with a sword to block Balaam's way. Although he does not see the angel, his donkey does and balks three times, even though he beats her. The donkey actually speaks and asks Balaam why he beat her. It is only then that Balaam sees the angel. He bowed down low and fell face down before the angel. Once Balaam arrived, Balak takes him to a place where he observes the multitude of Israelites. Chapter 23, Balak continues to persuade Balaam to curse the Israelites. On three different occasions, Balak built an altar and prepared rams and bulls to sacrifice as offerings. Balaam meets with God for instruction. Each time, God gave Balaam a word that blessed the children of Israel and not cursed them. Balak asks Balaam why he has blessed his enemies instead of cursed them. Balaam told him these words came from God. He said that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Chapter 24 continues with Balaam's prophesying and blessing Israel, speaking only what he hears directly from God. Some of the highlights: God will do exactly what he says he will do. He is unchangeable, unlike man. He is trustworthy, reliable, dependable. God is faithful to his character. his promise and his purpose. Nothing or no one can persuade him. I would like to encourage you to be encouraged and stand on his word, because he is faithful. Though this was short, this concludes our summary for today. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast episode. And please join me next Thursday as we will continue in the book of Deuteronomy, which is another one of my favorite books. So many instructions in Deuteronomy, the cursing and the blessing. So something that I definitely want to encourage you to continue to read. And also, as we're going along, allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct you. If it's something that I've said or you heard in the past that it kind of just stuck with you or penetrated your heart, something that you can relate to, that's God's way of trying to get your attention. So whatever it was, it's something that it keeps coming up in your spirit. That's where he want to start with you, right there. Right there in that place, he want to continue that conversation. I like to say, when he drops something in your spirit that's spoken, it can be in reading, it can be in a song, it can be spoken through a podcast, or whatever it is that you're reading. That's the starting place where he wants to continue the conversation. But it is up to us to set the tone, to set the space, to provide a place where he can continue the conversation. So I just want to share that with you. Once again, thank you for joining in today. And I pray that this word has encouraged, enlightened, and inspired those that hear it. Be reminded, don't forget to check out our podcast at RRTWBEY365 on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And please visit our full website at IReadTheWholeBibleEveryYear.org. We invite you to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, under the name I Read the Whole Bible Every Year, and on Clubhouse under the club name Doing Life God's Way. And that's an excellent show. It's held by our very own founder, Erica Hamm. You will definitely be blessed joining in and just checking it out. That's on Clubhouse. This is Celanda, and I speak God blessings over you until next Thursday. Stay connected to the word. Bye-bye.